It's very hot. I mean, if you've met me on the street, it's so a good topic each time making a record title. You're not aware of this, Mr. Well, I've never had such a response actually with a story like this. No, it's not very full, but looks like people are looking at the notice boards at least. Okay, let's just go with what we said yesterday. Over here, we spoke about the heel of Steinmicker Eichel Tarragon. Let's find what we're up to. Shimpei Zion. Oh, yes, here we are. So we started yesterday with the Mitzvah Steinmicker Eichel Tarragon. What did we say? We said the Mechaber writes. Oh, we spoke about the Chiyuv. We spoke about that somewhere. The Chiyuv. We spoke about this man of Krish. What's the best time to do it? So we said, first opinion is to start on Sunday. Sunday Shabbos Mincha, and read it whenever you want. You've got the whole week to read it from. No, you're option when to read it or what. As long as you're finished before the Shachus, Sunday Shabbos. Yeah, you should be finished before Sunday Shabbos on Shabbos. That's number one. Number two, start from Sunday, and every day you do a little bit. And we saw from the Grah, I would say that as well. That's number two. Number three, this is the hardest one, start and finish on Erev Shabbos. It's a bit harder, yeah? That's what Pekabor it looks like. Number four is to start on Erev Shabbos and finish on Shabbos. And the fifth one was to start and finish on Shabbos in the morning. It's very hard, actually. Start on Shabbos morning and finish on Shabbos morning. Get up nice and early. All right? Those are five good opinions of what's the Chathchila and the Chathchila. We said already, Rabbi Elazar didn't do that. He's got really until Shabbos afternoon. Not Shabbos afternoon, you've got to Tuesday night, whatever. If not then, you've got to...
Well, literally, it's by day. Is it relevant by night? I mean, quite a bit is different whether by day or by night. But then you can say Shabbos, you can do Friday night. I mean... It's not
Dafka
Baday. You say
it's
Sunday.
Yeah, quite right. The only thing is, Saturday you shouldn't do Mikra Balayla, but the Maisa, we said on Friday night and Mikra
Mikra. You can't do it. On Shabbos,
you can do it by night. No, Shabbos might be on Friday itself.
Friday.
You start on Friday.
By night, you've got spare time, long Friday night in Windsor.
Yeah, you could do it. The Maisa
would be
Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, we spoke about it, I looked up a bit today, very interesting things. Now, someone falls behind in Steinmicker Eichel Tarragon. I find someone to stop me today, actually, was speaking about Steinmicker Eichel Tarragon. So the man said, why would someone get delayed in Steinmicker Eichel Tarragon? It wasn't well, so he got out of action for a bit of time. But mainly he can't do Steinmicker Eichel Tarragon. So it comes now, let's say last week, Kaski Seitzi. So he got up to Rii last Wednesday, and then he was out of action. And he's back in action this week on Friday. Now he knows he hasn't got time to do past Kiseitse, finish off Kiseitse, and Kisoboi. What should he do? So we said yesterday, many Achraim say he should do Kaseida. He has to go in order. And he has to finish off first. By the way, he has to finish off his partial Kiseitse. And then Kisoboi. By the way, I just checked out, someone just told me the story again from the Gates of Rov today. I don't know why people so busy with this actually. But someone came to the Gates of Rov during Elul. He wasn't sure when it was during Elul or two. I said to make sure. I said yesterday, but it's really how he said it to me today. He said to the Gates of Rov, that he's only really as a Mitzvah Steinmicker Eichel Tarragon. He hasn't done it for a whole year. What should he do? So the Gates of Rov said to him, be much the world on the Mudim and do Steinmicker Eichel Tarragon first. As Achiyuv. Santazach. So it's an amazing thing actually. It comes up as Kadima. I mean, all of the forces say, what is this Mitzvah? That's a very big question. What is this Mitzvah Steinmicker Eichel Tarragon? We're talking about today. Incredible, very interesting. What is this Mitzvah? Pasha the Chiyuv Talmud Torah. It's a Tehid Talmud Torah, but Chazal wanted you to know what's going on in the Parsha. They wanted you to be aware of what's going on in the Parsha when it comes this week. That's what they did. I mean, in the olden days, when you used to read it every 3 years, it takes 3 years to do, you have less to do every week. I mean, you have much less to do. But that's how it was.
If that's what you're saying, that Chazal wants to know, then the Chazal make more sense to do if you try and catch up, to do this week's first.
Yeah, it's true. The idea is to catch up this week. But it looks like there was like Potter has to be Kaseder. So I don't know why, but it looks like it's like Potter that should be done with Kaseder. But that's why it's interesting. Even though Svara is right, Svara, if you want to understand what's going on for this week, you should
be this week should come first.
But Maisach, I thought I wanted it to be Kaseder. I must say, it's not so posh this actually. I was looking around a bit today. So I said over here, if someone falls behind, he should read Kaseder. What?
Yes,
the new one. So he said over here from today. I was looking around, for example, and he brings over here the Shokarah. Very interesting, actually. It's not so posh, it's actually. The Marsham brings down Tucker that if you've got a choice now of doing this week's schedule or last week's, you should do this week's. Like you're saying, it's more Huda because you want to get the Hiddur in. The Marsham himself brings out the Chayyim with him. He says, that's what I hold. It looks like the big Machayyim at this point. We have many, many possible issues of Peseder. The one I found, he says, you don't. So the Marsham and Ramissim Kareis both say the Maestro should do the one from this week first. But it looks like many Achrayim take on a general possible to bring down this halacha. They seem to bring down that a person should rather go Peseder. But I'm just saying that it is two different halachas. It's not so possible exactly what you should do. That's halacha number one. Then to come on to today, so also basically, this is what you spoke about a long time ago. And that is, can you do once mikra with the Baal Keirah? That's also a good question. Many people do this, actually. It's a very common minhag that people do.
Yeah.
That you do with Baal Keirah. Is that ideal?
Say it together
with Baal Keirah. So this is actually halacha. Twice it comes up, this halacha, actually. Let's look at the one first in Reish Pei Hei. And see where Yochel Likreis HaPal Sher Shnai Mikra Etachom Vishaz Pizotera. You're allowed to read Shnai Mikra together with Kriyas Torah. It's actually
for... How do you do Shnai Mikra?
Oh, it's a little question. I mean, Pashtun means the mikra. You're doing a mikra. It's just come on, we'll come to you in a minute, hopefully. So this is brought in another place in Halacha also. Where is this? This is brought... Kuv Mem Vav, see base. So Kuv Mem Vav, see base. It brings another horse, it's also a Christmas Torah. Kimchia, Hiskel, Akoya, Likris, Massey, Torah, also a Sapa Philip invitation, start talking when you're in the Torah. Karim is down though, but Likris, Shnaim, Echo, Echatagum, Shaski is a Torah shot. To read Shnaim, Likro, Echatagum during Christmas Torah is Mutter. What does that mean? Lacholam, yes, that's allowed to be done. Because that's also what you're doing. So Mr. Rose brings down Abish Aina Kura Mamish for Potter Shashiasu Kura. Since you're in that Indian, that's alright. You're right, it's very interesting. Losh Lash, Shnaim Mikra Echatagum. Looks like you're doing Shnaim Mikra Echatagum, this is going on. Not so simple what's going on. So over here, the Mr. Rose has got a Rikas, so what's with that to him over here? So he brings that the Shna actually held that one should not do it with a Balkura. You have to listen to the Kriya Torah from Rosh Hashanah.
So listen,
the Kriya Torah from Rosh Hashanah.
Why can you do that?
That's what we spoke about. That's what we said. It's a Shema Kriya with Shema Kriya Torah. Well,
Chachik once.
Yeah, once. Do it once.
Oh, yeah.
That is a Machloekas, the way I said. Many possible hold that some people hold you can, but many possible you can't. The mitzvah was that you do it yourself. You're right, it's a big shame. Someone can't do it because it's a little better than to be Shema Kriya. But there's a big shame when you can be able to Shema Kriya with the mikra, with the Shnai Mikra Echatagum. Yeah? So he brings over here in Mishavrua that the Shlo is Machni, you should not do it together with the Baal Keirah. And the Hakko Shrikh and Shema Kriya Piyashat, you actually have to hear, you listen to the Chazan as he, the Baal Keirah, as he's saying, Bechein Utaz Agro, the Tzorin Ishma Kol Teil Vot Teil Vot Nirish Mekosh Lo Yisari Akira Klau. You should actually listen to what he's saying with the Chazan. Or mashma shatotzu eked asa shivu lekep she rosh or my words maimoni the rabbi gavra gavra was between aliyahs and you can do shnai mikra but the rice and join everything with them. This is the chizm shivu over here. Mikol mokoyim nira the belachash mila b'mila m'shatz ein hach b'zeh. It looks like the other opinion which is saying you can do it with the chazan is talking loud. That he says you shouldn't do.
You can do it quietly.
Yeah, you can do that. That's a chiddush. The Mishnah learns it looks like smash Mr. Chachilna. If you do it milo by milo quietly with the Baal Keirah, it looks like it's the Chachilna. So it looks like Rishabu, as I can see over here, it's interesting how they bring it down, possibly. It looks like Rishabu here, the Mishabu is saying that in a case of where you're reading quietly with the Baal Keirah, then there's no problem, and it seems to be supposed to look up here. Interestingly, in the Pi Halacha, the Pi Halacha brings this down. I am any rabbi, said Kosov, that to read this parsha with the Balkor is mitzvah and amucha. It's called a mitzvah and amucha, your rabbi says. That mitzvah is a lot better than he says. I can't call this lechachila lechachila. On that, he says, I am any rabbi, because to whom mitzvah and amucha, pelehu. It's a wonder, says the Mishnah. He writes himself that one who's meductic should not do this. So I think it's interesting things. I'm not 100% clear what's going on. It looks like now we should say it's not mamish ideal to do with the thing. Look, let's be practical. A lot of people won't do it otherwise. A lot of people won't do this mitzvah properly if you don't do it with a bar code. So therefore, one can decide upon this thing to do it with the Balkora, once with the Balkora, and be good. So that is the time, reading it quietly with the Balkora, as he does Steinbeck, as he's doing the Balkora for himself. But the thing is, if you get called up for an aliyah, then you have to read with them, yeah? Yeah. Anyway, you have to read with them, so really. Anyway, someone gets called up for an aliyah, he reads together with the Balkora. But when he gets to, he stands at the side, he was asked if he wants to count Steinbeck, he has to read there as well. That's like what he has to do. Okay. Now, another interesting point over here is also they bring down someone's Mikhail Steinbeck at a table too early. Let's say, for example, Shabbos morning this week, let's say, Paschal Sov, yeah? So he finishes very early everything, his meal. And he's finished before Chatzos, his meal. He says, I've got spare time, let's start the next week's schedule already of the Sov. Before Mincha. He starts before the Mincha of Shabbos. Before the Zman of Mincha of Shabbos. That many possible orders opened. That you're not yet, sir, and that you have to repeat again. Yeah? And one thing I want to clear up also for what I said yesterday, that also I found, if someone made a mistake actually. That if someone made a mistake, we said this yesterday, if someone made a mistake in Steinbeck and Tavon, the best thing to do is the Chorah, I mean, ideally, if one can, to finish off the whole parashah when it's good. If not, just to say at least that Indian, that parashah, that little section which you've got wrong, you should redo it. Even though Shreka Sindron, it's better than them just leaving it as is. Okay, let's move on to the next bit, also very interesting over here. And that is, why was there a yontif between? That's the way again, this time of year now.
There's no
center.
There's no center about Shabbos.
Yeah, so let's take now. So I'm not sure. You have to help me out here, but I've got a bit stuck over here. Let's start with this over here. Let's imagine, for example, now you've got Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos.
Right, so there's no center.
It's coming Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. So Rosh, I know what the center is called. Let's say it's on Sovereign Yedem before it. What's the center before Rosh Hashanah? Do you remember?
Rosh
Hashanah
is
Vayelech.
Yeah.
What? The week before
Vayelech? Before Rosh Hashanah.
No, Rosh Hashanah comes first and then comes Vayelech.
Shabbos is Azim. So he's got the Tzom Vayelech, he's got Shabbos. Then he's finished the Tzom Vayelech. He's done the Tzom Vayelech on Shabbos, more like a good boy, did everything right. It comes to Shabbos Mitzvah, he goes to Shul. And they read after Tzom Vayelech, Shabbos Mitzvah, he has Azim. Is that right? Hazinu Shabbos Shuvah, yeah?
Yeah.
So they read Parshas Hazinu Shabbos Shuvah. Now he wants to know, can I do my Shtayim Mikra of Echa Targum of Hazinu already? Because it started from Sunday. The Maisa, we said in the Shulchan Aruch, that once they start Mincha from that time.
It starts on before Hashanah already.
Yeah. So can you start before Hashanah?
After Mincha.
Well,
Mincha.
After
Mincha. The Tzom Vayelech is before Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Yeah, it's a 23rd of Elul. Right. Something like that.
Now
it comes on. Chav Dal Elul. He's got plenty of spare time. He sits down. He says, I want to do Parshas Hazinu.
The next Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah.
So there's no Shabbos.
Hazinu is not coming now.
There's no Shabbos.
You've got Shabbos. You've got Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos Sunday. On Monday, he wants to. Sorry, I made a mistake. I'm talking about Slichas. He's got a very early Slichas morning. He made a mistake. He thought Slichas was 6:30. The Mice is 7:15. He's got a quarter of an hour spare time.
Shabbos.
He wants to do a bit of Steinbeck at a time.
So for
2 weeks' time. Yeah, it's going to work out. But one week before Sunday,
ties the Shabbos Mincha already. You've already laid
it. Yeah. The Shiny is over here. What's happening is on Shabbos Mincha, on Parshas Tzom Vayelech in the morning, that Shabbos Mincha, you light Hazinu already.
Yes.
Oh, your line has
it. So
it's Lechoira already started.
So he's got 2 weeks to do Hazir.
Oh, I'm finishing, you're taking all the horse you can. So what Shaila, first of all.
Yeah.
Can you start with Raisa? That week, though, is not the parsha of Hazir yet.
Right.
You started it, but no one's been mashed in my Shabbos. Hazir is too early.
So what he's saying, Hazir, once you've laid on Shabbos morning, you've laid Arush Amilka time, you're already late. Hazir, yes, you're already the third, that's already the man that you've got. That's already started, that's already started. I must say, I've just been told today, he told me he was an Exosor on Arush Shavuos. I just tell you, it's Yisharu, he said to me, I have to think about this. So this year, Shavuos was Friday Shabbos. So it says he was in, before Shavuos, he was an Exosor. So when he was an Exosor on Dalet Sibon, that Shabbos was Parshas Noso. So he wanted to do Shlomo Gebet Klal. But he realized he's coming home after Shavuos. When he comes home, there's no Parshas Noso that Shabbos. That Shabbos is actually Shavuos.
So he is going to be an Exosor?
No. Where? Parshas Noso?
Yes.
No, he's not. He's coming back. After Shavuos, he's coming back.
So it's the whole week
is electric. Yeah, but where he is now, in the Exosor where he is now, the parsha of that week is actually Parshas Noso.
In
Exosor. He knows he's coming back, and when he comes back, the Maaseh of Parshas will be a week later.
There again, like
you said. Yeah, I must tell you, someone just told me it was in some place, I can't really actually talk, I won't say too many details. He said it was second day Shavuos, and he said for some reason they decided to fly Parshas Noso. This is in Kutz Lorenz. It was some sort of hotel, they fly Parshas Noso. Everything that normal. Otherwise, they found out after Yom Tov that they made a mistake.
No one really, actually.
It's really interesting. Because they've been there. I'm sure not. Yeah, quite an interesting thing. Now, that's also interesting. Does he have to land again next week? He's done Parshas Noso at the wrong time.
Yeah,
interesting. Right, I don't know. Anyway, come back over here. So this side over here is a person who's got Rosh Hashanah this year by Asper Hashem is Shabbos, so it's going to be a whole different time. Who adds in, if you can have Yom Tov on Tuesday, there's a Sukkot, but the following Shabbos is going to be Cholamoed Sukkot. Same Shabbos, you've got next week, you've got less than one before to meet one time or the other. What are we going to do? So Rosh has got a Shuv over here, Mchelech Ches, Mchelech Yosef Ayn Ches, and he says over here, he's talking about Parsha Shemini, Shechol Shabbos Cholamoed, which I think is the same Shabbos actually, in between, in Esha, Likroy, Kavash, and Mikha, you're talking about your mission, Akre Pasha Tzav. Pshuta Shal Divri Ator, there was Man Shekor Be Mincha Be Shabbos. The Pashas of the Tor is Mashma. Now, once they've read from Mincha, really, that week, etc.
Yeah.
Pasha, see, Likroy, Sama, Sil, but Inkin, Esha, Lahasko, Miyoim, Zer, Toy Be Shabbos Mincha. If you look in other places, though, that's the sort of Rabosna says that the ik is like you're saying that once you've read it in Mincha, the Mincha's already gone forward.
Yeah.
Once you start with that, then that's okay. That is what they say. Over here, very interesting. But Shabbos Cholamoed. That's a good rabbi Yashu. E Eshla has the likroy, shnai mikra echo atako, and shabbish of a yot. You can't. Kevin Shiva Shabbish la Ahabikan, you could pass on to. Since the following Shabbos, they're not going to read that cedra. The Yukubazu and the Kriya Shabbos Cholamoid, therefore it's no good. It has to be that the Shabbos that's coming could be the main part of the cedra. So it's a machrokes of Bosna and rabbi Yashu. It's like going to rabbi Bosna once they start the mincha time. They're saying that parsha, you're going to have to carry on.
Yeah.
I'm saying even it's going to be one people to weeks. And according to Yasha,
according to that, this year, Simchas Torah on a Sunday, you could only do it on
the Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is always a show, if you ask Simchas Torah, so that's good. Simchas Torah is an interesting one, yeah. Okay, everybody, Simchas Torah.
Go ahead. Yeah.